Welcome to Reimagined, the show where we transform selfless syndrome, help you connect to your intuition and get out of your head so you can shift your relationship to yourself, others, and reignite your passion and purpose. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other high-achieving women alter their experience of life from one of sacrifice and burnout to pure joy and freedom. Join us each week for live interviews, deep dives into leadership, health, healing, and reimagining our lives to be one where we stop giving from an empty cup, leave the guilt behind, and get reconnected to ourselves. Let's dive in. Happy Heart Connect Thursday, everybody. Welcome to this little journey that we're going to go on together, which is centered around how do you connect to your intuition and start to learn to lead from your heart and allow your heart guidance in your life when perhaps you felt betrayed by that very thing and like your heart led you down a path that hurt and wasn't so fun. This has come up with a couple of my clients and myself, in particular around relationships, marriage, and rough stuff around that, and a few other things that I just wanted to share some thoughts around this. Because I don't believe that it's necessarily that our heart leads us astray. It's there are often circumstances outside of our control that we can't know what to expect necessarily. Like, you know, our heart leads us in our inner knowing and inner wisdom, but it can't always account for other people, right? And I wanted to kind of dive into something I haven't honestly talked about all that much. And that is my first marriage and how this applies. Because this has come up in some way or form with multiple women that I've worked with over the years. And just, you know, as soon as we start talking about connecting to our heart or intuition or getting out of our head and allowing some inner guidance to lead us, it's like, oh no, I can't trust that. And, you know, I had the experience of my first marriage. I was quite naive. I was also in it was a time where I was still very codependent and I showed love by having to fix and take care of everybody. And so I ended up in a marriage to someone who struggled with alcoholism and was not a bad guy, but hadn't really, he let on that he was more sober than he really was. And, you know, he was doing things like our wedding night, he chugged half a bottle of NyQuil, which has alcohol content to it. And there were just things that I finally realized that he was more of a wet sober than actual sober, and yet still picking up chips at AA and all that stuff. So there's a lack of integrity there, right? And I went into that marriage very much just trusting. I was new in my faith. And so I was like, God's got this. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. It was not. It was a lot. It was a big learning experience. And I came out of it, you know, there was finally a line that was crossed that I was just like, I'm done. This is, you know, too much. There was a lot of emotional abuse and pain and gaslighting and all kinds of things that happened in that relationship. And it brought me out in this place where I had a lot of shame and I didn't know that's what it was. And I didn't know how to navigate it, but I also didn't talk about it because I was embarrassed. I felt like it was my fault that I ended up in that kind of a relationship. You know, there was a lot of things that I made myself responsible for in that. And this came up in a call I had with one of my clients today as well of, you know, when we come out of something that is so traumatic, we end up, and this is part of the, I've studied this enough now to know this is part of the experience of that trauma, is we end up internalizing and making it somehow our fault, right? And I think this is where this distrust of our intuition and our heart comes in, and where, you know, I've had clients say like, oh no, like I'm leading with my head from now on. Like I can't trust my heart because we fell in love and we, you know, got into this relationship and we got hurt in the process. And this can happen. I mean, this happened to me on some level with business as well and going through bankruptcy. Like there's been other places this has shown up, but I feel like I've seen it the most in our relationship to others and significant others. And we come out of it in this place of shame. And part of that healing process and learning to reconnect to ourselves and moving through all of that, that has taken me a while to, you know, was the end of my marriage entirely my husband's fault? No, not at all. Like I have plenty of responsibility and things I've taken responsibility for over the years. And a big part of that was letting go of the shame that I took on, the stuff that I wasn't responsible for, right? That it wasn't my fault. And yet in my head, I wanted to make it that way. And so what I want to leave you with from this, this is getting into deep stuff, but looking at, you know, anywhere where you're having a hard time trusting your heart, where have you been hurt in maybe something similar? Or where is that starting to come up where there is shame attached? Where have you attached a story of shame and somehow made it all your fault, or that you did something bad or wrong, rather than looking at the circumstances of what happened from an objective place and where you can own, like, yes, I can be responsible for that. No, I'm not responsible for that. Like, what is the extra stuff, especially for us as women, that you have taken on from whatever happened that violated your own trust in yourself and your intuition? Until we can really identify that and work through some of that. And this is a lot of the work that I do with women from, you know, a leadership and also a health perspective at many levels, is we have a hard time really trusting ourselves and really stepping into the power of who we truly are and into cultivating this relationship with ourselves where we can actually move forward and live life from a place of power rather than a one of fear of, you know, repeating our past or whatever it is. And because we're worried about it, we tend to recreate the problems into our future. And, you know, this came up in the context of, and I've gone through this myself recently with working with this client, of, you know, realizing just this way of showing up in the world and being in the things that we internalize and don't even realize that we're doing it, right? It's like, you know, someone has a problem and we're immediately like, how do I fix it? And then we make ourselves wrong. And then we're like internalizing all this stuff and it's just draining. It's so draining. And so when we can start to recognize those things and interrupt it and learn to trust our own guidance and intuition and recognize, like, this is me, this is not me, and where those things are that separate us from all the other stuff out there, and let it, you know, let ourselves actually become separate from that. That's where the power lies, and that's where we really can start to build that trust with our intuition and with our heart, and not view it as something that can't be trusted. It's not that our heart can't be trusted, right? It's not that our intuition isn't there to really guide us. It's that we've attached a bunch of meaning to, from whatever circumstances happened that hurt us, and made that mean something about us and our knowing and our intuition. And that is where all of the healing lies. So hopefully that makes sense. I hope this serves you on this lovely Thursday. I honestly was trying to talk myself out of, you know, doing this, and was going to show up and do a post about why I wasn't doing this today, because I'm just kind of in one of those spaces of really internalizing things. And I was like, how about I just do it? I haven't showered. If you're watching this on LinkedIn, don't care. You know, sometimes it's about showing up inside of where we're at and just being real and recognizing, like, this is confronting stuff. It takes something to work through this. I've been doing and working through it some myself the past couple of weeks, and there's always like new layers to peel back, but really identifying with and connecting to, like, what is the story that I've taken on and internalized and made mean something about me, that what can I, you know, be responsible for in that, and what can I let go of and rebuild that trust within yourself. So I hope this serves you, and we will see you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have one small favor to ask. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review wherever you're listening from. This is a huge help to us on our mission to reach 1 million women around the world. You will also be entered into a drawing to win a free copy of my book, Unearthing Selfless Syndrome: The Journey to Renewing Your Energy and Reclaiming Yourself. Looking for more resources or the opportunity to connect more deeply? Find me on LinkedIn at Dr. Alex Ridley, or visit www.emergentwomencoaching.com. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you, and continue to release the things that no longer serve you in order to rise into your future.